This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Carol Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, date of birth 10-18-1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Crowley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 18th of 2023. She did have an episode of vomiting with diarrhea, which was very severe and lasted about 4 hours in early June. It did exacerbate her atrial fibrillation at that time. However, it recovered quickly once she was able to rehydrate herself, and she's been feeling well ever since. Also, she's doing better on a lower dose of Cardizem. It's 90 milligrams every 12 hours instead of 120 milligrams twice a day, and that is doing well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia currently. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. And medication, in addition to Cardizem, I want to highlight Eliquis 5 mg twice a day. Lisinopril is 10 mg daily. And now she's on Lipitor 10 mg daily instead of simvastatin. Also Ventolin inhaler, omeprazole, multivitamin, Synthroid, and a lipoflavonoid tablet. Physical exam, weight, 147 pounds. That's a 6-pound decrease over the last 7 months. Pulse is 70 and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 120 over 74. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy or no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 7/22 of 24. Creatinine is 1.18, which is stable and within her range. Estimated GFR is 48. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.5, calcium 9.8, hemoglobin 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently in sinus rhythm. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.